at the 2018 Q CEO Executive Team Network Gathering in a really cool place called Nashville, Tennessee. And we have the big winner here.
Woo!
Lynette Cox, Max Credit Union, winner of the 2018 Next Top Credit Union Executive. How does it feel, I'm going to start out with, before we get into Peter's inquiry?
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah, great. I think that, you know, my excitement was around nonprofits. Mm-hmm. And so I really hope that by winning, it solidifies that we really can partner with them and make such a difference in the community in a different way than we already do. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about the opportunity.
So a lot of this win, though, comes from the preparation.
Yes.
A lot of preparation.
Yes.
So, and a lot of it had to do, well, I don't say it had to do, but you guys were there kind of hand in hand helping them, coaching them, that type of stuff. So, Peter, do you want to address kind of the coaching aspect of it and then what it meant to all the competitors, actually?
Yeah, so in the competition, everyone in the top 10 gets one coaching session, and then the top five get a couple extra conversations there. And if they want more help, right, we'll try and work out that kind of schedule. And Lynette was someone that reached out and said, hey, can you take a look at this? And we try to work through those conversations. Mm-hmm, but what I want to say is first, congratulations, right? Well-deserved. Lynette's message resonated with the audience, and that wasn't by accident, right? So she had a great message to begin with, and then refining it to this executive audience, she did a great job.
Mm-hmm. And so how did you two work together? Because it sounds like you were proactive, actually, in this, like, reaching out to Peter on several occasions, possibly, I'm assuming. So to, like, kind of refine your message, get it straight, get it right, and have, like he said, or somebody said yesterday, you had a command of the stage.
Yes.
So how did that work?
Well, I tried to be proactive and send him the materials when we did have scheduled phone calls so that we could both be prepared for the conversation. It was such a great perspective for me to hear somebody really challenge my idea and really challenge the thought process, because I was close to it. You know, I cared about it.
I can tell.
And
you
so
have a passion for it.
I do. You know, I cared about the people that I wanted to impact, and so it was great to have somebody that had a different perspective that was also excited about my idea, but would push me to think about it a little differently. And so it was great to have that. And there were times where I thought, oh, okay, yes, this is the right way to look at it, and he gave great perspective for that.
Right on. And what was your part in it, Peter? Besides,
well, just at the end there, and maybe I won't say exactly what she said at the end of it, but she said thanks for, you know, because at the end of the coaching calls, you know, what might be in the modified filtered way that you said the impact it was.
Thanks for pushing me.
Yeah, thanks for pushing me. Right.
Yeah.
You know, executive coaching, you know, especially the DDJ Myers kind of way, is not about making you feel good. We want to extract the best out of you. Sometimes that's painful, right? Sometimes, but it's a good pain, right? It's like usually you want a little bit more. If it wasn't helpful, you probably wouldn't have had the proactiveness that you had or reached out extra time. So that's all we want is the idea's in there. Let's get it out. Let's get it on paper. Let's get it out of your message there.
So, there's a purpose behind it.
Yeah.
You know? There's a purpose for your proactivity. There's a purpose for your coaching. Sometimes it's not the warm and fuzzy that we all want. But sometimes, you know, the critique and the strategic critique, I guess, would be a better way of putting it. And then that helps you in the long run, and proof is in the pudding right up there, where you are the champion, as they say.
Yes, there were a few points that he made that really drove me to research more and think more. And so while I knew that I needed to prove, you know, data and stats with when he would make me really think through what is the return on investment for this, how does this really work for the organization, for the credit union, that really made me dive deeper into it, which allowed me to learn new things and refine the idea even further. It started much bigger than it ended up being, and so it was a great way to narrow it down and make it more concise.
Indeed. I think no matter who we are or where we are in our careers, I think we all need a little push.
You know,
we need pushing to get outside our comfort zone. And you guys, all the contestants were outside their comfort zone. Anytime you get on stage, that's kind of outside your comfort zone for sure. But when you can master it and perfect it and get comfortable with it, it really shine on stage when you do that type of stuff. So it really showed with you guys as well. And you as well.
Well,
so,
thank you.
Good stuff. Anything else to add, Peter?
I think just the what's really exciting is her work that she did and this project proposal. It was a proposal through this process, right? And then through this process, what happened?
We're going to work on it and get it implemented in our organization.
That's exciting. And that's no accident, right? We've seen great ideas not get approved to the organizations we work with because they can't message the idea correctly to the board, to the team, and then we've seen mediocre ideas get approved because
the communication.
You know, they did an exceptional job. And I think this is a great example of a great idea with a great delivery. So nice job! Congrats again.
Thanks again. Thanks for both of you for the opportunity.
Here she is, the champion. Yes. Well done, guys.
Congrats again,
both of you guys.